This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number's 855-450-3733. And with you tonight is Aria,
Michael,
and Mark.
And have either, Michael, I'm sure that you've seen South Park. Mark, have you ever seen South Park?
Is that some kind of convict joke? That's cruel. No. It hurts. Yes, I've seen South Park. Okay. It's brilliant.
Yeah, I love it. Especially now that they've sort of moved from, you know, the old comedy.
Do you have a favorite character?
Not particularly.
See, for me, it's Cartman the way.
Oh, yeah.
I can understand that. I mean, he's humorous.
He is. He speaks his mind, and he's looking out for his own best interests.
What is on his mind is usually wrong, but he does speak it. So evidently, they criticized Chinese censorship and the Chinese government.
There's not too many things left for them to criticize, so good for them.
Yeah. And the Chinese government
isn't
happy.
I don't like Chinese censorship, so, oh, good.
Who does?
Right. Yeah. So
I don't know. Somebody.
So evidently, the Chinese government doesn't approve, even though I do, because I mean, South Park has a history of making fun of stupid things. Mm-hmm. And I would categorize, you know, the censorship as being done by anybody, but especially the Chinese government.
Has anyone translated the Streisand Effect article into Chinese?
I would hope
I'm sure they have.
Now, for those unfamiliar, the Streisand Effect posits that any attempts to cover up bad publicity amplify that bad publicity.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And it comes from, I guess, Barbara Streisand. I don't know exactly what she did, but it didn't work out.
I seem to recall it was like some kind of copyright claim she made. I don't have all the details just on the top of my head, but that's what seems to come to mind.
Now, the best part about this, of course, is that South Park criticized Chinese censorship, and the Chinese government responded by censoring South Park and banning it from their country.
Okay.
Evidently. So South Park...
I wonder how many Chinese fans that South Park has. I mean, it might be pretty popular. It's a good show.
It is, but it's never been particularly kind to people of Asian descent.
That's because it's written by a couple of libertarians.
They're not libertarians. They're liberty leaning.
Leaning. Okay.
All right. Well, I mean, how have they? All right. I'm going to go ahead and call them libertarians. But
one of them will say that he's a libertarian. The other one won't. Okay. So. I mean, if they won't call themselves libertarians, then I'm certainly not going
to
call them
that. That's a good place to go. Then again, there are lots of libertarians that won't call themselves libertarians, so...
True.
Fine. When you say it's not kind to Asians, what does that mean? Because anything that I've seen, I don't know.
That episode.
You're not wrong. It's not kind to people in general.
It's not kind to people. So if it's
But there are white people in South Park in the television show who are not just... I don't know how to put it.
Racial stereotypes?
Yes.
Okay.
And the Chinese guy, the owner of China Walk, is exactly that.
Racial stereotype.
Yes.
Okay.
And so was the Japanese guy. I'm not aware of them ever actually having very many Asian characters within the show who, you know, acted like normal human beings.
This is one of the problems sort of with generally creating your art is you may not be thinking about race when you create your art.
Right.
But other people are, and what's that mean for your art? Is it, is it Caucasian-centric? I don't know, but... Yeah, obviously, it hasn't harmed the South Park brand too much. I haven't considered this, but okay, I'll take your word for it.
Well, certainly, I don't think they're racist.
Apu in South, or what was
the
it?
Simpsons?
Simpsons is, you know, he's a racial stereotype. Not the cruelest stereotype I've ever seen or anything. You've got an industrious guy that wants to make sure nobody fools around in his convenience store.
Sure.
So, okay, it's difficult to imagine that one could trot out too many cruel racial stereotypes for Asian Americans. I just don't even know of any. I mean, I've heard of cruel terms.
They generally don't target, like, Asian Americans. It's usually Chinese people and Japanese people. Like, the Japanese guy who was on there ended up, you know, jumping off a tower, killing himself. And they point out in the episode that, you know, they're referring, they hang lampshades on it, is the phrase.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're racist by any means. It's just how it ends up being portrayed.
I see. It's kamikaze behavior. Is the guy jumping off of the roof?
Well, he kills himself to protect his honor or something like that. Or he was going to because he mistook a white guy for a Chinese guy. And it's a typical South Park episode, really.
Okay.
Except it focuses on Chinese people and Japanese people.
Couldn't it be pointing out that, I mean, the way I would see that is that the idea of you know, honor suicide is nonsense, and it's an old Japanese concept, not to say that it's just Japanese, but it's an old concept for Japanese folks and probably should be abandoned. Like, we all make mistakes. You don't need to kill yourself over it.
I would agree.
Yeah. Well, I thought they did that with a sword. I didn't realize they'd jump off a building.
That would be a samurai, but I mean, I suppose that you know, we're just that's what they're lampooning. I don't know.
Well, there was a sword involved. I don't remember the episode 100% off the top of my head.
Sure,
I think he was going to do that, and then he fell off or something like that. I don't remember exactly what, but there was a sword involved, and it was, you know, going back to that seppuku committing tendency, in quotes, among the Japanese.
And I don't care what they say, Last Samurai is still a great movie, except for that whole throw in the sword part.
What
Last movie? Samurai, are you not familiar with it? Tom Cruise movie. He's a Civil War captain or something. Not Civil War. He's actually the Indian Wars. Captain from the military ends up, you know, sort of getting sent over to Japan to teach the savages how to get to war in a civilized fashion. And he ends up getting captured by the samurai who were fighting, you know, like on horses with pointy sticks, and gets captured and sort of, you know, comes to see the society and sees the value in it and these kind of things, turns sides, and then they all die in one blaze of glory. Spoiler warning, I don't care. It's a 20-year-old movie.
Interesting. I might have to watch it then.
That was awesome. I've got it. I think I have it on DVD, too, so you can borrow it that way.
Well, I'm sure it's on Netflix or Hulu. If not, it's on the Pirate Bay. So I will go with that.
It's hurtful.
I'm sorry, Mark. So in a case of life imitating art, according to Reason.com, the Chinese government has purged all references to South Park from the country's highly restricted internet, following an episode of the show that criticized Chinese censorship, which happened to be called Banned in China.
So they banned in China.
Yes.
And the rest of South Park.
So the second episode of the show's 23rd season satirizes China's heavy-handed crackdowns on free expression. The kids attempt to make a biopic about their new rock band, only to discover that they need to sanitize the plot to appease the Chinese government. Meanwhile, Randy Marsh gets sent to a Chinese prison where he meets Winnie the Pooh, a reference to China's odd attempts to clamp down on the beloved bear. There's a link here. I'm really tempted to click that link for its supposed resemblance to Chinese President Xi Jinping.
Yeah.
The episode also castigates Disney for making artistic concessions in order to remain in Chinese markets. You gotta lower your ideals of freedom if you want to suck on the warm teat of China, one character says.
Yep. I have a real problem with this generally, and it's not the first go-around for American businesses doing this kind of thing. It's yucky. It's yucky that the United States government would do business with Saudi Arabia, a place with a king. It's yucky that, you know, democracies generally, or republics, or whatever terminology one wishes to use, by the way, North Korea calls itself a republic, would put up with this. So I think that many people have to step to the plate, or we're just going to get more of the same.
I'm not happy to see businesses doing business in with these oppressive regimes, and I am happy to see it getting called out.
Well, wasn't there the Google workers who refused to work on the Google search engine that was going to be used in, you know, China, the censored version of Google, basically, and they refused to do it.
And so
more of that would be great. But I'm sure Google will find somebody who's willing to do it. I mean, it's just a matter of money for them.
Yeah,
and that's kind of the tragedy. Those sort of principle stands, they really only work if everybody, or at least most people, get on board with those principle stands. And it seems like when there's money involved, they're just not going to.
Nope.
Like Disney changing things in order to remain in the Chinese markets and all this other nonsense. What do you think about South Park and Chinese censorship? Give us a call. 855-450-3733. That's 855-453 as in Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now, as I speak, by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com, and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves and how you can, too. GoDark Bags are lab-tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com. Discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria,
Michael,
and Mark.
And Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, which allows people to buy and sell Bitcoin Cash using dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances. It's really awesome and very flexible in how many payment methods they accept and how you out there listening can go and buy Bitcoin Cash from someone who might even be in the same city that you're in by meeting them in person with cash. It's really awesome. There's no KYC requirement, no know your customer requirement, that is. So you don't have to present your ID in order to buy and sell. A specific trader might require that, but the site itself doesn't.
So it's up to them.
Yes, so go check it out. All communications between the buyers and sellers are encrypted. It's a non-custodial exchange, so you always control your cryptocurrency. It's never controlled by local.bitcoin.com.
As it should be.
It's an awesome site. I would highly recommend people check it out. Again, that's local.bitcoin.com. Now, we've been talking about South Park, which has always been one of my favorite shows because they are really thoughtful in how they portray issues. Like, I don't remember what season it was, maybe 19 or 20, but they tackled the trans issue. And they did it so awesomely that a lot of people got butthurt, obviously, but a lot of people were going to get butthurt regardless. I mean, they ended up defining a cis person as a sissy, which was a cisgender person who got upset about trans people using one particular restroom or the other. They were sissies.
I see.
So that was interesting. The South Park video game, The Fractured Butthole, actually gives you the option of playing as a trans character. And it's handled delicately, but humorously. So good on them for that.
Well, yeah, I don't even know where to address these things.
Yeah. So they recently...
There's some things they're not delicate with, right? Like, say the Book of Mormon, perhaps not as delicate as it could be, but maybe they don't care about that.
Well, they also treated the gay issue pretty delicately. They get called transphobic a lot because of Mr. Garrison having the sex change and then going back to being Mr. Garrison. I don't know if you missed that entire arc or not. I don't know how regularly you watch the show.
I haven't watched that. Yeah, I haven't watched the show regularly. When I've watched it, it was enjoyable. When I did watch it more regularly, they were still killing Kenny every episode as opposed to...
Oh, yeah, that doesn't happen anymore.
No, yeah.
So, they criticized the Chinese government recently and its heavy-handed censorship policies, and now those very same government censors in the real world have lashed back at South Park by deleting virtually every clip, episode, and online discussion of the show from Chinese streaming services, social media, and even fan pages.
Must not be a big... they must not have a lot of fans because trying to get rid of all that stuff in English would be a Herculean task.
Yeah, well, the thing is, China has an extraordinary level of control over what people can see on their little version of the internet.
Yes.
Yeah, that's disappointing. A cursory perusal through China's highly regulated internet landscape shows the show conspicuously absent everywhere it recently had a presence. A search of Twitter-like service Weibo, which is one of the ways that the Chinese government maintains its control over its internet, is by having a Twitter-like service for the Chinese people. It turns up not a single mention of South Park among the billions of past posts. On streaming service Youku, owned by internet giant Alibaba, all links to clips, episodes, and even full seasons of the show are now dead.
This is a memory hole right there.
Yeah, that's what it does. That's the whole definition.
Yep. Well, let's get to the phones. We got Thomas calling in from Jackson. Thomas, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Travis.
Hi, Travis.
Okay. Hi, Travis.
Hi, how are you guys doing today? So I was going to talk about Bitcoin. Back in 2013, I wrote a book on Bitcoin, and I was going to talk about Bitcoin, but I hear Ari's on the show, so instead I guess I'll talk about trans issues. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay, well, here's the way I look at it, okay? The Democratic Party has always been about helping impoverished people. That's originally what the Democratic Party was about. somewhere along the line, it started to turn into advocacy for for homosexuals. Homosexuals are about 4% of the population, and transgendered people. Transgenders are about 0.5% of the population. So, I mean, this is the Democrats' priorities to help these folks out, which, I mean, I don't have a problem with trans people. I don't have a problem if you want to wear whatever you want to. That's none of my business. And I think the people who attack trans people and obsess over them are weirder than the trans people. So,
do you think those people that attack them and obsess over them, do you think that they're likely in a particular political party in the U.S.?
Well, undoubtedly probably Republican.
That's what my thought is. And this is, like, more that the Republicans are, that trans people would perceive the Republicans to be against them than the Democrats being for them, is, I think, what the problem is. It's, you know, I mean, of course they're going to go where they've got a home. Anybody would do that. I've got lots of gay friends that vote Democrat, and the reason they vote Democrat is because they don't feel comfortable with Republicans disliking them and telling them that their lives are sinful.
Well, Mark, do you think that the leaders of the Democratic Party honestly care about homosexuals?
No.
Exactly.
Absolutely not.
Aria, what do you think?
Not at all.
We're not Democrats here.
No, but go ahead. Answer the question, though, Aria. Do you think the leaders of the Democratic Party actually care about trans or homosexual people?
No, rulers don't care about anyone but themselves.
It's just a means to an end, and the end is more power.
Yeah. Well, here's my position on it, okay? I have nothing. I have no problem with trans people whatsoever. It's just this is the Democratic Party's. It's one of their top priorities. Now, if you look at their history, they've always been about helping the lowest class. So one would deduce and one would think that they would help out the lowest class, which would be homeless people. There are 550,000 homeless people. Americans sleeping on the streets, walking around on the streets, homeless vets, all kind of, and a lot of homeless trans people, too. And I don't understand why the Democrats don't talk about this, because if they want to actually help out the lowest class, you would think they would help the people out that were homeless. And the priorities make absolutely no sense. And
well, you know, I suspect the people that they want to help out vote, and homeless people tend not to.
I just read a statistic the other day, a headline actually, that something like half of all homeless people are in California and one other state. I don't recall the exact number, but you know, the Democrats benefit from having a homeless problem that they can promise to solve. They don't benefit from solving the problem.
Yeah.
I think that a part of this, as a Republican myself, and you know, I got to pick between the two parties in order to have somebody to vote for in the primary, so I'll go ahead and pick the Republicans. As a Republican, I will say the Republicans have failed time and again to be inclusive. What they say over and over again is, you know, we've got our principles, and if you stick by our principles, that's great. Well, some of their principles, whether they like it or not, have to do with sort of antiquated religions that vilify people of particular groups, i.e. homosexuals. It doesn't say anything about trans people, but you believe that there's certain Christians, plenty of Christians in America that will say, call them freaks, just for kicks.
855-450-3733. Travis, thanks for the call.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad, and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years, with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days, and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has help for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A GOP senator who generally supports the president is concerned about his latest foreign policy. Here's more from USA's Chris Barnes reporting from Washington.
This to me is just unnerving to its core. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, reacting to word from the White House that it's pulling hundreds of U.S. troops back from northern Syria, green-lighting a planned Turkish offensive against the longtime U.S.-backed Kurdish forces there. Graham calling it irresponsible.
To say to the American people ISIS has been destroyed in Syria is not true.
Graham was speaking on Fox and Friends. The president says the U.S. has defeated ISIS and will bring soldiers home rather than fight in endless tribal wars there. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever you'd like. That number is 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-453, as in Free Talk Live. And with you tonight is Aria,
Michael,
and Mark.
And unfortunately, there's not much more to get out of that South Park Chinese censorship story. I mean, it's the Chinese government doing
like
what they do.
It's like the Chinese government doesn't even want to say anything about it.
Yeah, and South Park doing what they do, and the two are simply not compatible.
Pretty much.
South Park isn't compatible with a lot of things.
That's true. So, moving on, there's a story about priests possibly being allowed by the Catholic Church to get married.
Yes, sort of.
Sort of.
Yeah, this is from the Daily Beast, so, you know, I'm a little ashamed to say. But, yeah, this is where I got the article, and it's a fine article. Here from Barbie Latza Nadeau, and it says, the Pope could soon say I do to married priests and open a schism. A group of hand-picked clerics meeting in Rome.
So priests marrying women and not each other?
Correct.
Okay.
I don't think they're ready for that.
Give it another 3 or 4
I think they're
years.
Probably more ready for that than they are priests marrying outside of the church, based on Catholic history and, you know, what typically happened at monasteries throughout the Middle Ages.
Yeah, we don't talk about that.
Hotbeds of homosexuality.
We don't talk about that.
Okay.
So I think that that is part of all of it. When they made celibacy a thing, and largely they did it to prevent priests from handing down their parishes to their sons, and, you know, in the manner that kings hand down kingdoms.
Well, that failed spectacularly. I mean, it was just an open secret. Oh, he's the bishop's favorite. He's the cardinal's favorite. And everyone knew that it was the cardinal's son. It was the bishop's son.
I think that it worked over the course of 1,000 years. It's not happening now. Sure, okay. There's some of that, but you know, this was the purpose, the reason it was instituted, and failure or success, that was the reason. I think one of the results is what we have going on now, where priests are were, at least for some period of time, touching boys when they shouldn't be, because people who have sexual deviancies thought that they could escape to the church and that somehow it would fix their demons, as opposed to, I don't know, some good old-fashioned psychoanalysis. And I guess it's not old-fashioned. Psychoanalysis new compared to the church.
See, I tend to think about it just in terms of human behavior. I mean, humans are sexual creatures, for better or worse.
Sure.
So when you deny them that, they start to get antsy.
Yeah, well, it causes problems. I would think that you would have... Right. I don't think there's any real good reason to keep priests celibate today. And you would have far fewer problems if you would allow people that, oh, I don't know, wanted to get married to be a priest. And let's go on with the story before we go with our conjecture here. Rome, in October 2017, when Pope Francis announced a Vatican synod in the Amazon region to identify new paths for the evangelization of God's people in that region, few people beyond those who had to attend marked it on their calendars, but over the course of the last 2 years, as the church prepared for the synod, which will run from October 6th, that's yesterday,
Now, what is this?
It's a meeting.
Okay.
To the 27th in Rome, it's become clear that there may be no more important meeting in Francis's entire papacy. One item among the 146 topics on the agenda. This is going to be a blast.
They've been planning this for 2 years. Of course, there's 146 items.
Yeah. They don't do this yearly or bi-monthly?
This is a special meeting of getting everybody there to talk about this one thing, and we're going to hash it out.
Okay.
So
146 different topic. Issues. Okay.
Listed in a 45-page working document. It has eclipsed all others.
You know, if the Catholic Church doesn't condone suicide, then driving people into these sorts of meetings where there are 146 issues for a bunch of people to bicker about seems counterproductive.
The Church is known for this stuff. All you have to do is read early Christianity. My favorite is that St. Nicholas, Santa Claus, punched a new dude named Arius in the face when talking about a particular meeting.
South Park lampooned this sort of behavior as well.
Yeah, I'm sure they did.
Ultimately, you're feeling that it was like a giant spider or something like that overseeing the whole Catholic Church, and they were going to allow alien Catholics. Typically ridiculous stuff.
Yes. So, including the Pope's focus on climate change and poverty. The point is whether or not to allow married viri probati, men of proven virtue, to be ordained as priests for the purpose of delivering the big sacraments, baptism, confession, weddings, and funerals, in far-flung areas where no priests are currently present. Now, why are there no priests present? Because nobody wants to join your stupid job where not having sex is part of the gig.
Yeah, I wouldn't take a job like that.
That there's plenty of preachers, right? I mean, America's lousy with preachers. There's probably more preachers than there are churches because, you know, they got things, whatever. And if
I believe it,
this is the one thing. Now, obviously, there are aspects of these different denominations that people would have to get over or whatever. But the Protestants and the evangelicals, they're not suffering for a lack of preachermen.
Oh, no, they're certainly not.
So, the one difference here is basically the church's prohibition on marriage. The Catholic Church, yeah. So, there's a solution for you, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't know enough about Catholicism because I'm from the Protestant tradition, Southern Baptist particularly. Mm-hmm. So I'm, you know, familiar with the idea of pastors. They don't call them priests in other denominations of Christianity. Priests is
very few.
Specifically Christianity, and I think maybe some of those weirder branches, like Pentecostals perhaps, and Presbyterians.
I don't think they call them priests and Presbyterian. Presbyterian may, because that is basically Anglican, and that's the one I was thinking of. I was married Anglican.
Okay.
So my wife and I had our marriage ceremony at an Anglican church that broadcast my radio station out of a closet in the back. So
Anglican is a church?
Yeah, Anglican is what basically the Episcopal are. You said Presbyterian. I meant Episcopal. Excuse me.
Interesting. There's so many denominations of Christianity, which
is fascinating. And they all have their little quibble with the rest of them.
Yes, of course they do. And they all claim to be heralds of the absolute, unquestionable truth, which it makes it fun when you're on the outside looking in and you've got 50,000 different people arguing with each other, and every one of them saying that they speak directly to the creator of the universe and they know the answer.
Some of them will be so generous as to say that some of the others will go to heaven, even though they're not their particular brand of Christianity. But others aren't quite so generous.
Yeah, the Baptists and the Methodists, at least in the American South, tend to get along reasonably well.
In the book A River Runs Through It, they define the minister in there, who is, I believe, Presbyterian, defines Methodists as Baptists who can read.
They're not killing each other anymore.
No. Well, Baptists were, and Methodists, all of them, interesting schisms, important issues I felt that were brought up, and these sorts of things. But, you know, once the schisms happened, 10 years out, the church is, you know, as far as I'm concerned, that denomination's done.
I would agree.
So
they certainly have no absence of preachers and pastors and whatever we'd like to call them, but the Catholic Church evidently does. Is that the general contention here?
What's the question? I'm sorry?
The Catholic Church has an issue finding priests.
Yes.
Interesting. Yes. Is that like a documented fact, or is that just... Okay. Yeah, well, I mean, you raise an excellent point. Who wants to enter into a typically low-paying career wherein they can't have sex, ever?
Most people don't want to do this.
It's not a particularly enticing thing, so they have to really feel like they're being called by God, or whatever terminology they would like to use, in order to step into that career path.
Maybe they should just find 50-year-old men who are married.
It would be easier. Yeah. And there would be fewer child rapists in the church.
But they're not having sex either.
855-450-3733.
Campers and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight is Aria,
Michael,
and Mark. Have you heard of Divi? Divi is crypto made easy. Anyone can use Divi to securely and seamlessly spend, earn, store, or exchange digital money. The United States dollar and even euros. Divi is fast. Transactions happen in seconds with fewer fees. While other tokens are languishing, the Divi's token price has increased by 300%. All the details are at DiviProject.org. The new Divi mobile wallet is soon to launch, and when it does, because of Divi's relationship with Western Union, Divi will be in 200 countries, including the United States. Anyone can use the Divi mobile wallet, and all you need is a phone number and an ID. You'll be able to store, buy, and transmit money anywhere in the world because Divi has invested in a remittance company. There's no chance of these financial services going away. You'll be able to get a crypto debit card. Plus, Divi has one-click masternodes. Visit DiviProject.org. Divi is crypto made easy. Again, it's DiviProject.org.
Very cool. So what are your thoughts on Catholic priests and whether or not they should finally be allowed to get married like ordinary human beings tend to do? 855-450-3733. Let's get back into the article because evidently the conservatives in the Catholic Church are not particularly happy about this possibility.
This is only 1,000 years overdue.
Well, the celibacy is only 1,000 years old in the church too, right? It's not like preachers or priests or whatever that version was, back then, like for the first 1,000 years of the church, and it's only been around for 2,000 years. Priests could marry, priests could have kids, because the Bible doesn't say anything about people needing to be celibate in order to be preacher men.
No, but it does suggest that, the person who leads the church is going to be infallible. It doesn't explicitly state it, but it says, as you make it on earth, so shall I make it in heaven, or something to that effect, which is generally interpreted in that direction. I don't know how accurate that interpretation is.
So no sex in heaven?
I don't know.
No sex with the Pope?
You know, it reminds me of a joke that I heard a long time ago about this this guy who died. And he ended up getting sent down to hell, and he partied and played golf with his friends and had some drinks, and it was great. And then the next day, they went to heaven, and he floated around on clouds singing hymns and stuff. And then they asked him, well, which one do you want to spend your eternity in? And he chose hell. And he gets down there and it's torture and all that. And the joke is, oh, well, yesterday we were campaigning. Today you voted.
Yeah.
But what I've always found interesting about it is the differences in the descriptions. Like, he describes hell as something that's actually enjoyable, and he described heaven as being just absolutely tedious.
I think that these are interesting old ideas. Christianity, one of the things that really did sell was that heaven, that the life after death is good, and that it, that a connection to God is something that the average person can have. No religion up to that point really had provided that. Usually life after death was just seen as something bad. And although today we may not really like the notion of what heaven might be like, you know, I mean, it was superior to the idea of Hades or something. So that the ideas that were floating around then. I just think that it's, to me, the idea that a fair, just, and loving God is going to send one of his children to burn for all of eternity for making some kind of mistake doesn't jibe with my understanding of God creating us in his own image.
Yeah, and it doesn't jibe with a basic understanding of morality or anything like that. I mean, we're talking about an infinite punishment for what was, by definition, a finite crime. It's absurd on the face, right? And they want they want to characterize the God that prescribes that as being just.
And, you know, for a Bronze Age, sheep herder, sure. Okay.
Yeah. Sure.
Fine.
The one who's out there in the field's probably not sinning in the first place. Sure.
Well, long nights with those sheep.
Yeah, the sheep don't talk.
It's not a sin. It wasn't mentioned. Bishop Rafael Cobb, an apostolic vicar of Puyo, Ecuador, who will be attending the synod in Rome, said that the church must respond to a concrete challenge in concrete reality. The Amazon is a geographically difficult region to evangelize just because of its distance and inaccessibility, he told reporters at a press conference in Rome, but there's also a lack of candidates who can or want to be priests with the issue of celibacy. So logically, the church is looking for new methods to respond to concrete challenges.
I get it. From the Catholic Church point of view, that's like, well, I like God a lot, but I also like sex. And you're making me pick between the two.
Sure. And, you know, a married guy isn't, it's not a problem. I mean, the Bible said something about the marriage bed can't be defiled. Something to that effect. So there's nothing wrong in my mind with a married priest. And as a matter of fact, the Catholic Church does allow a married priest. But it's under very limited circumstances. So,
interesting.
Right. If a Anglican or Episcopal priest decides that he wants to go Catholic but is married, that person may switch over to being a Catholic priest who is then married. But if the wife dies, then he may not marry again.
Well, I mean, this sounds like a solution to the problem of the people in the Amazon, I think it was that you said, or Brazil or whatever, who want to, you know, be priests.
It's a workaround.
Start out as some other denomination of Christianity.
No, it's only the Anglicans and the Episcopals.
Oh.
So maybe the Catholic Church could set up this disingenuous recruiting method for getting people to go through these, types. And
well, as far as the Catholic Church's sins go, that sort of disingenuous recruiting would be pretty low on their black.
They're running a marketing campaign, and they're trying to be really super good these days. And, we're not chopping off people's Jews' heads anymore, and, you know, all those things. We put all that stuff behind us.
The Spanish Inquisition, the Salem witch trials, all that is behind us.
Nobody expects it. So now the idea is that, I think they should. I think they should just go ahead. Instead of, making things surreptitious and weird, let's just say, this is fine. we can accept this. Or maybe you have a different designation of priest. Whatever that means, you know, like
married priest, unmarried priest.
Right, but there's probably some other term, you know.
Right.
Super holy priest.
I'm with you.
Super duper holy priest.
The being unmarried, not being allowed to engage in sex, it's clearly historically been a problem for the Catholic Church. Get rid of this outdated policy that, you know, is doing significantly more harm than whatever good they envision it to be doing.
The Catholic Church, though, is extraordinarily conservative. It takes them centuries to do anything.
It took them two years to put this meeting together.
Yeah, it's because they put 146 freaking things on the meeting agenda, and they're like, oh, no, we only got through three of the things because the Irish Catholics killed all of the South American Catholics. Well, not killed literally, but they stormed out or whatever, as
so
people do.
Getting people to, I mean, they got to get these priests to show up to these events, and these priests have actual work to do down wherever they are. Presumably, every priest has a full week's work in every parish they're in, and then when these guys come up, the bishops and that sort of thing, presumably they have a full week's work. They have to drop everything to go for a 3-week meeting in the Vatican to chit-chat about 45 different things, apparently the most important of which is whether or not the message of Christianity can be spread to the heathens in the Amazon jungle, and if so, can we have that done by married men as opposed to I mean, it just doesn't make any sense.
No, that's not a particularly pressing issue, I wouldn't think. I mean, do we have any idea what other issues are on their little agenda?
No, I don't. I didn't look it up because I'm not interested. I'm not Catholic, and this isn't interesting to me. What's most interesting to me about the Catholic Church is that its existence as an organization longer than really anything else on the planet. I can't think of another organization that's lasted as long as the Catholic Church has. And to me, that's interesting. To me, they should change this one thing and that they could solve a bevy of sins if they did it. Yeah. And that's my little, you know, here I am, you know, somebody that you don't want to listen to out here just saying, hey, from the outside, this looks dumb.
It seems to look dumb from the inside as well, if what these, you know, priests are aiming for is actually going to come to fruition. Hopefully the Catholic Church actually comes to agreement and decides, hey, you know, the simplest thing to do here is to just let our priests get married.
American Cardinal Raymond Burke has a problem with it.
Oh, well, we have to hear more about that. 855-450-3733. Do you have a problem with it? Give us a call and let us know, or use the Discord server, which you can find at discord.lrn.fm.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet, certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app. Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.